Stay tuned for Dialogos Radio, a weekly Greek-American radio program hosted by Michael Nevradakis, here on WUSB Stony Brook.
Καράβι το φεγγάρι στο σώμα κύλησε κι άνομα πελάγι κρυφά μας μίλησε με μάτια αναμένα με λόγια νήμερα κατάργησα για σένα σταθμούς και σύνορα. Πρέπει τι δεν πρέπει, στιγμή δεν σκέφτηκα. Εγώ μέχρι θανάτου σε ερωτεύτηκα. Σε σένα ναι με πάνε όλα τα βήματα. Κι ας είναι να περάσω 40 κύματα. Καράβει το φεγγάρι μες στο κρεβάτι μας. Τα χάδια μας λυτρώνει και την αγάπη μας. Σε χάρτες και σε πόλεις με ψιθυρούς καρδιάς. Τα καίγοντο σαφώς μου δεν ήτανε για μας. Πρέπει τι δεν πρέπει, στιγμή δεν σκέφτηκα. Εγώ μέχρι θανάτου σε ερωτεύτηκα. Σε σένα ναι με πάνε όλα τα βήματα. Κι ας είναι να περάσω 40 κύματα. Πρέπει τι δεν πρέπει, στιγμή δεν σκέφτηκα. Εγώ μέχρι θανάτου σε ερωτεύτηκα. Σε σένα ναι με πάνε όλα τα βήματα. Κι ας είναι να περάσω 40 κύματα.
That was Dimitris Bassis starting off today's broadcast with a beautiful song titled Psithiri Karedias. You're tuned to Dialogos Radio, the Greek-American radio program which brings you the best in Greek music, news, and culture, and which comes to you each week on 9 radio stations across 4 continents and online. My name is Michael Nevradakis, and I will be here with you for the next hour, bringing you more great Greek music like the first song we heard, as well as today's 2 special features. In just a few moments here on Dialogos Radio, we will hear this week's edition of the Dialogos interview series, where today we will present a special feature on a group of American university students from the City University of New York who had the chance recently to spend winter break in Greece as part of a unique study abroad program. We had the opportunity to speak to the students themselves about their experience in Greece, and in addition, we also spoke with Professor Nikos Alexiou of Queens College in New York City, a former guest of our program, who helped organize the study abroad trip and who also taught a course as part of this program. And in addition, we also spoke with Professor Dimitrios Apostolidis of the Hellenic American College in Athens, which co-organized this study abroad program. He spoke to us about this collaboration and about the many academic programs that the college offers to Greek and foreign students as well. And after this feature and some more great Greek music, we will present Porretes Magazine exclusives, the first ever edition of our new radio collaboration with the Greek American publication Porretes Magazine. We'll have more details about that in a few moments, but coming up right now is this week's edition of the Dialogos interview series right here on Dialogos Radio. The Dialogos interview series, our weekly segment featuring interviews on matters pertaining to Greece and the worldwide Greek community, coming up next here on Dialogos Radio. Professor Alexiou, thank you for joining us once again here on Dialogos Radio. To begin, share with us a few words about the study abroad program which you've organized and which has brought several college students from the United States to study here in Greece.
Thank you for having me here again. Thank you your hospitality, and I want to congratulate you for your great effort. For a long time, I'm a fan of your programs, and while in New York, I keep listening. Yes, this is the study abroad program from the CUNY University. From the City University of New York. As you know, this is a public institution. I'm very lucky because not only this group, which is here now, is a group that comes for the first time to Greece, but it is a unique group. This group has very unique individuals, so they function very well also as a group, but also as individuals. They have these unique characteristics. For all of them, this is the first time coming to Greece, and through our classes, through the course material, which is basically a study on citizenship, immigration, and nationalism in Greece and Europe. At the same time, we have some educational excursions, so we visit various historical places, and they all declare themselves as Greeks. This is an extraordinary point or achievement, I might say, at the moment where Greece has a very negative image abroad. And although they came with some preoccupations, they declare that they are Greeks now. And I think we're going to have a continuation of this program because I see how successful it is so far. So both sides of the Atlantic, they should have some efforts to achieve that.
Share a few words with us about the class that you're teaching during the study abroad program and about some of the other activities that the students had the opportunity to participate in as well.
Yes, as I said, the course involves studies and theories regarding immigration and nationalism. And I thought that this is a very important opportunity for us to think and exchange ideas on the issues, since not only in Greece but in Europe in general we see a small rise of nationalist ideologies or political parties. And in Greece, especially in Greece, I think at this moment, with due to the austerity measures, the rise of certain neo-Nazi phenomena or elements, at the same time we see how deeply democratic is Greek society, because although until now, for centuries, Greece was a country exporting immigrants, all of a sudden in the past decade or so, it is a country importing immigrants. So the lack of infrastructure is obvious because they never had that experience before. Although I think it is a highly political issue, since the previous right-wing or PASOK governments, along with the European officials, they signed this dreadful Dublin 2 or 3 now agreement, which forces or makes all immigrants who are caught in other countries to be returned back to Greece, since this is the country of first entry. But of course Greece is the country of first entry because this is the door to the rest of Europe. And with these geographical boundaries that it's open all over the place. But this openness of our boundaries is also a symbol of the openness of the Greek psyche. A Greek society, I believe, it's highly tolerant towards immigration. And if we had a chance, an economic assistance or with the help of scientific methodologies and participation to create the new infrastructures in order to welcome the immigrants. So I hope that Greece soon finds that equilibrium between exporting or immigrating themselves. As you know, at this moment, more than 200,000 young Greek scientists left the country in the past 2 years. So still Greece is a country that unfortunately sends people abroad. The students had this chance to realize the contradictions of this phenomenon. On one hand, exporting, but also importing immigrants, and understanding that Greece can be a very tolerant country for immigration. The other thing is that they participated in various activities at an immigration center, an NGO, and they saw the effort of those Greeks and other immigrants to find a way to shelter, to feed, to assist the numerous immigrants at various ages, from children to older. So it is obvious to me and to my students so far that there is a great effort, either as individuals or groups, community groups in Greece, to understand and somehow find a way to solve this problem of immigration.
Professor Alexiou, one final question. In addition to your organizing the study abroad program here in Greece, you also had the opportunity to present a new book of poems, and specifically Greek-American poetry. Tell us about the book and about this presentation that took place.
Besides being a sociologist, I also write and publish poetry, both in the States and here. My last book is titled Astoria, Exile, People and Places, and it is a bilingual edition published in a press in Boston by a Greek American. And being here at the Hellenic American Union, which has a very long tradition since 1958 in various cultural events, Miller or Seferis gave various speeches here in the past, and it was very organic. It was one fantastic evening because I read my poems in Greek, and my students, they asked me if they could participate and read my poems in English, and it was a fantastic dialectical relationship with the audience that received them so warmly. And I think it was a very successful evening. And we brought the concept or the issue of Astoria, which is the symbol of the modern Greek immigration to the States. Astoria, it was at least for a long time the largest city with Greek population outside of Greece. So it is a symbol of Greek immigration. And we brought this here in the heart of Athens. So we had the chance to speak again about issues that have to do with immigration, exile, people and places. And I'm very pleased that my students, and I thank them for doing that, because as Americans, also with their own ethnic background, they somehow saw that after all, we are all human beings and we share similar experiences.
That was Professor Nikos Alexiou of Queens College in New York City. And next up here on the Dialogos interview series, we will be speaking with Professor Dimitrios Apostolidis of the Hellenic American College in Athens, who will speak further about this recent study abroad program, which was organized in collaboration with the City University of New York, and about the many programs that are offered by the Hellenic American College for Greek and foreign students. That is coming up next here on the Dialogos interview series. Professor, share with us, to get us started, a few words about the Hellenic American Union and all of the different programs that it offers.
Well, the Hellenic American Union is a language or a cultural institution that was created in 1957, immediately after a very turbulent period for the nation. It was shortly after World War II, and it was also shortly after the Civil War that ensued. The purpose was to create a bridge between Greece and the United States, a bridge that would focus on culture, values, many of which are shared between Greece and the United States. The Hellenic American Union offers primarily language programs. The sister organization to the Hellenic American Union is the Hellenic American University. This is an accredited institution. We just got our accreditation from NEASC, which is the New England Association of Schools and Colleges, and I would describe it as a liberal arts university with undergraduate programs in business, English language, psychology, music, and information technology, with graduate programs in the MBA, PMBA, Professional Masters in Business Administration, a Master's in Information Technology, a Master's in Psychology, and a number of things that deal specifically with language. language. You need to remember that we take advantage of the experience that the union has as an institution that teaches language for 50-some years, 60 in a few, and we built on that in order to expand our horizons. We offer our students top-notch education in a country that still maintains top bids in hospitality and kindness.
The Hellenic American University and Hellenic American College offer various programs, from what I understand, for both Greek and non-Greek students from overseas to come to Greece to study. Tell us more about these programs.
Well, as any American institution, we do have the option of hosting international programs. It can either be a study abroad, or it can be someone actually applying and being admitted to a program for the duration of the program. We hope, actually aim, to get or create a center that will attract Greeks from the diaspora to come and study in this country. And they can do it either for a semester, or they can do it for the entire program, if they're undergraduates for 4 years, if they're attending any of our graduate programs, depending on the program, between 1 and 2 years. The experience is invaluable. They will learn, or they will experience a Greece that is definitely somewhat different from what they have known from their parents and their grandparents. It is very different coming here for a vacation for a few weeks per year than actually living in Greece. They'll see that, along with the negative publicity that this country has had over the course of the last 4 years, that what we see is not always the correct image. We're not projecting the right stuff. Media is in many ways notorious about creating their own agenda at times. It doesn't mean that we are perfect. We have our problems, we have our shortcomings, but we also have a lot to offer, and it will be really nice to see the new generation of Greeks abroad forging their own ties with this country, not the ties that their families have. We need continuation. They need to understand what Greece is today and what they represent, and we need to understand them and how they feel about Greece.
Share with us a few words about how this collaboration with Professor Alexiou and with the City University of New York got started.
Professor Alexiou is a frequent visitor to this country. He has had international programs with other universities in the past. This is the first time that we host a group from CUNY. He's an amazing scholar, a great academic. He's also a published poet. Among other things, we had the opportunity to attend a cultural evening, a poetry reading, where both his students and he presented a book titled Astoria. It contains a collection of poems that deal with the diaspora and what it means to be a Greek of the diaspora. He wrote poems in Greek. I believe they were translated in English. He's an individual of great worth. It was my first time that I met him, and I have to admit that I was speechless. We hope that we'll be able to host him again and again. He chose also a topic that was very prevalent. Greece has a lot to say about immigration, about citizenship, and about nationalism, and especially at a time where we took over the helm of the European Union for the next 6 months, and all these three subjects are central to the agenda of the Greek presidency. So, all in all, this was the right moment in time for the right topic and the right country.
Where can our listeners, in closing, find out more information about the Hellenic American Union and all of its different programs?
They can do it by visiting our sites. They have two options. They could visit www.hauniv.us, HellenicAmericanUniversity.us, abbreviated, or they could visit www.haec.gr. Alternative, they can do a Google search. I think it might be easier to Google Hellenic American Union and then through the union page find the links to our homepages. We have them there. They will find additional information about the programs that we offer. They will find additional information about the duration of our studies and any contact information they need, either for additional information or to submit their applications.
We just heard from Dimitrios Apostolidis, a professor at the Hellenic American College in Athens, speaking about the college and about the recent study abroad program which it organized over winter break in conjunction with the City University of New York. To cap off today's edition of the Dialogos interview series, we will hear from the students themselves, from all of the participants in the program, who will share with us their experiences and impressions of Greece.
My name is Imtiaz Turi. I study at John Jay College of Criminal Justice. My major is International Criminal Justice, while minoring in Statistics, Mathematics, and economics.
What has your experience been like here in Greece?
My experience in Greece has been eye-opening. I probably learned more about quality of life in 3 weeks than I have been 21 years in Brooklyn.
Hi, my name is Natalie Arguto. I go to Hunter College. I'm majoring in psychology, but I plan to go to nursing school afterwards.
What has been the most enjoyable thing that you've done during your time in Greece?
Well, honestly, I guess it's just living with the 7 other girls and our professor and kind of sharing a bond that we'll never experience again. Because in New York, we don't really have a teacher-student relationship like the one we created here in Greece. And we were very honored to have had Professor Alexio, who introduces so many people that have impacted my life. I see Greece in a different way. I always looked at Greece as somewhere where you would travel to during the summer and visit the islands. And now it's more about the culture and the people and, like Imsa Shell has suggested, quality of life.
My name is Paola Castillo. My major is English, and I'm minoring in public administration.
From what I understand, you went with Professor Alexiou and with the other students to various historical sites, including the Parthenon. What did you think of the cultural sites that you visited?
The sites were very beautiful. They have a lot of history behind it, and I feel like it's something that should be done with more time. We kind of stuffed them all together in a way because, you know, the time that we were here. But other than that, it's been very interesting.
Hello, I'm Leslie Polanco. I'm a student at John Jay College. I'm a political science major with a writing minor, and I plan to be a lawyer.
From what I understand, in addition to visiting the various historical sites, you also toured some islands as well. What did you think of that tour?
I thought it was amazing. I loved the island of Idra. The donkey rides were just phenomenal. It was a different experience. The architecture in those islands is just beyond beautiful, and I wish I can come to the islands in the summer to experience more of the summer activities.
Hi, my name is Kamika Chameleon. I attend Queens College. I'm a political science major with a minor in media studies.
Greece has been in the news a lot in the past few years due to the economic and political crisis in the country. What has your experience in Greece told you about what is happening in the country at this moment, and how has it been different from perhaps what you've heard on the news?
From my experience, I feel as though what the media says about Greece, the economic crisis, I feel like it's not a great representation, just because I feel like Greece as a population, they're carefree. But at the same time, too, I see that they're very upset about the economic status of the country. Like, they want more. They want more participation, and they want change.
Hi, my name is Anisha Majithia. I go to the Zicklin School of Business at Baruch College, and my major is finance and investments, and I minored in psych.
During your time here in Greece, in addition to, of course, the class that you've been taking with Professor Alexiou and the visits to the various historical and tourist sites in the country, you've also had a chance to see some of the big pressing issues of the country, and among other things, you visited an immigration center here in Athens. What was that experience like?
That was completely an eye-opening experience. We actually visited it twice. The first time we actually got to speak to one of the refugees, and the first thing I noticed is that he walked in with a smile on his face, and that smile never faded, even though he was telling experiences that I started tearing up just listening to him talking about his own life, but he still said it with a smile, and the things that they had to go through was, just listening to it was really, it was just, it made me so grateful for the things I had, made me want to help them out. And then getting an opportunity to teach English to the little kids was just phenomenal, to see their parents wanting to learn and grasp our language just so much more than we even appreciate ourselves. And I remember they kept asking, you know, are you coming back tomorrow? Are you going to teach us more tomorrow? And it was just like, I couldn't do that. So it would be great to get a group of people to try to teach English or do something with the interactive with these refugees. It would be good.
Yasas. My name is Veronica Acevedo. I am from John Jay College of Criminal Justice, majoring in International Criminal Justice and minoring in Anthropology and Latin American Studies.
Share a few words about the class that you've been taking here in Greece with Professor Alexiou. What have you been studying, and what have you been learning these past few weeks?
Well, I don't think the class itself can be put into too many small words. The class itself has been interacting, you know, with the monuments, because Greece has a lot of historical monuments. And then as well, we've been learning about nationalism, immigration, and citizenship. Nationalism from the political standpoint, and as well, the personal standpoint of the Greek community. Immigration, we learned from the refugee soup kitchen, who, when we interacted with the refugees, and as well, when we had the opportunity to talk to those that work with them, like social workers. And then citizenship, that part has come into play when we've actually interacted with Greek citizens, the people of Greece, shopkeepers or professors or those that have to say how proud they are of their culture. Greece itself, Greece and Athens, is a city with a different air, different experience. It's so much that you have to take in.
Hi, my name is Leslie Sherry Barron. I attend John Jay College of Criminal Justice. I'm a graduate student, and I'm working on my master's in public administration.
You've been busy these past few weeks, along with all of the other students, with classes and with all of the different tours and visits that you've done. But from what I understand, you've also had some time on your own to explore Athens as well. What has your day-to-day experience been like in the city?
To be honest, the day-to-day experience has been wonderful. We have class in the morning. From there, we have an activity where we're usually visiting a historical site, which is a monument, or we're touring an island. It's amazing to see the architect, how friendly the people are. The food, each day we have a nice meal in the evening. We have our coffee breaks. I'm a New Yorker. I've never done 2 or 3 hours of coffee during the day. So it's something definitely I would like to carry on. It's a slower pace.
Attention iTunes users, Dialogos Radio is now just a click away. You can now download our podcasts and listen to Dialogos Radio 24/7 anytime, anywhere. Check us out today in the iTunes podcast directory and in iTunes Radio. That was this week's edition of the Dialogos interview series here on Dialogos Radio, and this feature will soon be available as a podcast on our website, dialogosmedia.org, as well as through the official Dialogos Radio apps for Android, Kindle, and BlackBerry devices, and for Google Chrome. You can also find our podcasts in iTunes, in TuneIn.com, in the Swell Radio app for iPhones and for iPads, and in the Windows Marketplace for Windows Phones and the Windows 8 operating system. Coming up a bit later in today's program is the debut of our new feature, Portes Magazine Exclusives, which is brought to you in conjunction with Portes Magazine, a magazine which opens doors to Greek culture and to the worldwide Greek community. That is coming up after some more music right here on Dialogos Radio.
Βρες και κόψε, πάρε την αναπνοή μου, βάλε τέρμα στη ζωή μου. Σε παρακαλώ απόψε, την ψυχή μου βρες και κόψε, πάρε την αναπνοή μου, βάλε τέρμα στη ζωή μου.
απόψε, πάρε την αναπνοή μου, βάλε τέρμα στη ζωή μου. Σε παρακαλώ απόψε, την ψυχή μου βρες και κόψε, πάρε την αναπνοή μου, βάλε τέρμα στη ζωή μου. Στη ζωή μου σε παρακαλώ απόψε, την ψυχή μου βρες και κόψε, πάρε την αναπνοή μου, βάλε τέρμα στη ζωή μου.
Βρέχει πάλι απόψε στα σπιτάκια τα φτωχά, κι όμως στη δική σου τη γωνιά είναι ζεστά. Έχεις λησμονήσει την αγάπη την παλιά. Βρέχει πάλι απόψε στη μικρή τη γειτονιά. Κάποιος περνάει από το σπίτι σου μπροστά, στέκει και κλαίει στη γωνιά. Έχεις το στίχος της αγάπης τη φωτιά, στα χείλη του τη βαγονιά. Έλαμπες σαν άστρο στη μικρή σου την αυλή, ήσουν για τα γόρια μια ολογλύκια πληγή. Τώρα το σκοτάδι πέφτει αργά στη γειτονιά. Έχεις λησμονήσει την αγάπη την παλιά. Κάποιος περνάει από το σπίτι σου μπροστά, στέκει και κλαίει στη γωνιά. Έχεις το στίχος της αγάπης στη φωτιά, στα χείλη του την παγωνιά. Κάποιος περνάει από το σπίτι σου μπροστά, στέκει και κλαίει στη γωνιά. Έχεις το στίχος της αγάπης στη φωτιά, στα χείλη του την παγωνιά.
Μια φορά μια θάλασσα που από λάθος μου τη χάλασα, κι από τότε φτιάχνω κύματα, έρωτες, καημούς και αισθήματα. Μα με ζαβολιές κι άλλες διαβολιές δεν ανθίζουν αγκαλιές. Γι' αυτό κάτσε καλά, κοίτα λίγο χαμηλά, η ζωή κατρακυλάει, μη λες πολλά. Τα λόγια είναι φθηνά, δεν είναι αληθινά, σ' αγαπώ μη λες πολλά, κάτσε καλά. Ποτέ δεν θα ξεχάσω αυτή τη θάλασσα, αυτή που χάλασα για να σε βρω. Παλεύαμε στα κύματα κι εσύ κι εγώ, μα είχαμε οδηγό τον ουρανό.
δυο ψυχές αγάπη μου, κλειδωμένες στο ντουλάπι μου. Με τη μια μιλάω για θαύματα, η άλλη ζει μέσα στα τραύματα. Είναι αναποδιά να έχεις δυο παιδιά κλειδωμένα στην καρδιά. Γι' αυτό κάτσε καλά, κοίτα λίγο χαμηλά. Η ζωή κατρακυλάει, μη λες πολλά. Τα λόγια είναι φθηνά, δεν είναι αληθινά. Σ' αγαπώ, μη λες πολλά, κάτσε καλά. Ποτέ δεν θα ξεχάσω αυτή τη θάλασσα, αυτή που χάλασα για να σε βρω. Παλεύαμε στα κύματα κι εσύ κι εγώ, μα είχαμε οδηγό τον ουρανό. Η κατρακυλάει, μη λες πολλά. Τα λόγια είναι φθηνά, δεν είναι αληθινά. Σ' αγαπώ, μη λες πολλά, κάτσε καλά. Ποτέ δεν θα ξεχάσω αυτή τη θάλασσα, αυτή που χάλασα για να σε βρω. Παλεύαμε στα κύματα κι εσύ κι εγώ, μα είχαμε οδηγό τον ουρανό.
Dialogos Radio 24/7, our online radio station which features the best mix of great Greek music, plus programming and interviews from the vast Dialogos Radio archive. Tune in through our website, dialogosmedia.org, in iTunes Radio, or at tunein.com. We just heard Kostas Makedonas here on the Dialogos Radio singing Katse Kala, while before that we heard Yannis Poulopoulos and a song titled Vrechi Pali Apopse, and that set of music began with Rita Sakellariou and a song titled Ena Tragoudi Pes Mou Akoma. Coming up next here on the Dialogos Radio is the very first broadcast of our new feature, Portes Magazine Exclusives, which is produced by the editors of Portes Magazine, Vasiliki and Anthi Mitraku, and which features exclusive content and interviews that are found in the magazine. And in today's debut broadcast, Portes Magazine Exclusives will spotlight a new startup in Athens that is attempting to encourage volunteerism in Greece and abroad. Portes Magazine Exclusives, coming up next here on the Dialogos Radio.
Hello and welcome to the first Portes Magazine segment for Dialogos Radio. We are excited to announce our new collaboration with Dialogos Radio in bringing you exclusive content from our magazine. In our upcoming issue, we will feature some profiles of the most impactful startups in Greece, one of which is Glovo, a new nonprofit with roots in Athens. Glovo, which stands for Global Volunteers, is a platform that enables people from all over the world to register as volunteers and participate in many kinds of events according to their skills, location, interests, and event needs. With more than 2,500 registered volunteers that have assisted in dozens of events, Glovo has provided a new platform for engaging the youth and various communities in Greece and abroad. Today, we will hear a few more details about Glovo from one of the founding members, Kostapanos Miliaresis. Can you tell us about how Glovo started and the general mission of the organization?
The idea of Glovo started the summer of 2012, that we realized a double gap. The one gap was that many events didn't have the right quantity and the right quality of volunteers, and at the same time that many youth people want to join events but didn't know how. Our mission, our vision is to create a global volunteer community with certain values which are going to offer a unique experience from the one to the events and from the other side to the volunteers. And in the beginning, as we started, we have a goal to match the right volunteer to the right event. What I mean with this is, for example, when Microsoft has an event to send volunteers with IT background, or when one of our volunteers likes music, for example, he can go and volunteer to music festival. This is how it started, and now we're in the second step that we don't not only match the right volunteer to the right event, but we're taking responsibility of all the volunteer process from the recruitment, the selection, the training of the volunteers, and then to management during the event and the post-event activities.
Glovo, as I understand, is not limited only to Greece. It's more of a global platform, or at least that's the goal. Tell us more about how the organization's activities occur outside of Greece and what is Glovo's outreach in other countries.
Yeah, since the first moment that we started Glovo, we had a global vision. This is the reason we named it in Glovo, Global Volunteers. When we started Glovo, we said, okay, maybe in 3 years vision, we could be in abroad. And what happened then, 3 years, we said, okay, let's do it the next year. And then we said, let's do it the same year. And what happened finally, 9 months after our launch day, went to Eden Festival. It was a music festival in the UK, in Scotland. And we wanted to participate there as the organized committee, the founders, so to see how it is to volunteer at the music festival. But the organizers of Eden, they really liked the idea. So they asked us, come on, let's do it now. And actually 8 volunteers from travel from Greece to Scotland to participate. That was the first step. And then the second and the bigger step was Exit Festival. Exit Festival is one of the most famous and the most big festivals in Europe. It's in Serbia. That a bus with 78 volunteers started from Athens. And they went to Exit and they were the main team of volunteers in the whole festival. And that was the beginning. Going to music festivals abroad is nice because we give international experience to our volunteers, and we give the opportunity that people follow us from other countries come and participate. But for us, if we want to say that we're abroad, we really want to have someone there and work there. And this our this year plan of 2014 goal expansion. Our first step is going to be Serbia, first of all, because we have already have a really great successful cooperation with Exit, and we have built a nice network there. So we want to try this year to go to Serbia. Then we're going to see how it's going to go. And then our big goal is to launch Glovo UK.
Why do you think volunteerism is important in Greece?
Because in Greece right now, the youth, right now Greece is not in the best position to have ever been, you know, a little bit of economic crisis, things. So the Greek youth don't see many opportunities, and this affects their morale. They don't believe that they can achieve things, and instead of just crying, it's an opportunity to start doing things, and Glovo gave them this opportunity. In the beginning, we're thinking that Greece doesn't have volunteerism, because we could see that other NGOs have a HR problem. But after the first year, when we reached more than 2,500 volunteers, we realized that Greek youth want to participate, they just didn't know how to do it. And what we did with Glovo was to give them the right platform, the right way, and actually make it easy for them to start offering them something good. And why it's now important, for I could say for three reasons, and these are the main benefits for the volunteers. First of all is because the youth after university or in the last year of universities, they cannot have working experience because there are not many job offers available. So they give a chance to themselves by participating in the events that they like. First of all, to create a nice network of companies. And I could say that without trying for it until now, Glovo 25 or 30 of our volunteers found a job or an internship after an event. And that was really cool because, you know, by volunteering, we actually helped. 30 is not a huge number, like we saved Greece, but at least we gave an opportunity to someone to start their professional life. And at the same time, all the volunteers, they can prove in their CV that, okay, yes, I couldn't find a job, but I'm not just drinking coffee and playing cards in university, but I offered my time to something more special and I'm trying to do something. Last for closing is that actually we saw by our action, because we started as volunteers also, that we proved that if a group of young people want to achieve something and they work like a team, they can achieve it. I think none of us could believe 1 year ago that we can run a platform of 2,500 people or to create volunteer actions that have an impact on our society and our environment. So I think the personal example of starting something on your own, believe in it, dream for it, and then work as hell for it, can really have an impact and a result.
In closing, can you tell us how any of our interested audience members can get involved with Glovo or support the organization?
I think the most easy way is our site, is glovo.com.gr, or in our Facebook page, if you search again for Glovo, Global Volunteers Platform, you can find us. Otherwise, just send us an email in hi@glovo.com.gr.
Follow Diálogos Radio on Facebook and Twitter and remain connected to all our latest news and updates. Check us out today at facebook.com/Diálogos Media and at twitter.com/Diálogos Media. That was our new feature here on Diálogos Radio, Portes Magazine exclusives. And just as with all of our other interviews and features, this will soon be available as a podcast on our website, dialogosmedia.org, also in our apps for Android, Kindle, and BlackBerry devices and the Google Chrome browser, in a Swell Radio app for iPhones and iPads, in a Windows Marketplace for Windows phones and a Windows 8 operating system, and of course in iTunes and in TuneIn.com. We'll get back to the music here on Diálogos Radio. Keep it locked in.
Όλη μου τη ζωή κρυβόμουνα γιατί το θέλα μα φοβόμουνα να φύγω. Κάποτε αγάπη έλεγα αυτή την ενοχή, μα τώρα με εκδικείται λίγο λίγο. Όλη μου τη ζωή μου βγαίνει η ψυχή, κάτι να θυμηθώ, κάτι να αρχίσω. Να είναι καλοί οι φιλικοί λογαριασμοί και να μην χρειαστεί να τα σκαλίσω. Κάτι να θυμηθώ, κάτι να αρχίσω. Μου μάθα να μισώ, να αρκούμε στο μισό, να χάνω, να κερδίζω, να ποντάρω. Να παίρνω διαταγές, να σπάω επιταγές, σε κάθε ευκαιρία να κορνάρω. Να σφίγγω τα λουριά με τόση μαστοριά, να βρίσκω μία λύση στο ποδάρι. Να κλείνω τα πατζούρια και μόνη συντροφιά, να σφίγγω πιο πολύ το μαξιλάρι. Να βρίσκω μία λύση στο ποδάρι. Όλη μου τη ζωή μια δεύτερη κρυφή, αγέννητη ζωή μ' ακολουθούσε. Δεν κοίταζε στα μάτια, δεν ήταν φορτική. Δεν μίλαγε μα όλα τα ζητούσε. Μια θάλασσα μικρή μ' ακολουθούσε. Όλη μου τη ζωή μια δεύτερη κρυφή, αγέννητη ζωή μ' ακολουθούσε. Δεν κοίταζε στα μάτια, δεν ήταν φορτική. Δεν μίλαγε μα όλα τα ζητούσε. Μια θάλασσα μικρή μ' ακολουθούσε. Να 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 να.
Το βράδυ κι αυτή τη νύχτα δεν μπορώ να κοιμηθώ. Ψάχνω μες στο σκοτάδι τα όνειρά μου τα χαμένα για να βρω. Πάλι στη σκέψη της τρελής με βρήκε τ' άστρο της αυγής ξενυχτισμένο. Να σκέφτομαι τα μάτια της, τα πόνειρά, τα χάδια της που με κατάντησαν παιδί δυστυχισμένο. Και ξαναδίνω κι άλλη κατάρα στην αγάπη που ζητά. Μόνο μαζί με πόνο να με αφήνει κάθε βράδυ συντροφιά. Πάλι στη σκέψη της τρελής με βρήκε τ' άστρο της αυγής ξενυχτισμένο. Να σκέφτομαι τα μάτια της, τα πόνειρά, τα χάδια της που με κατάντησαν παιδί δυστυχισμένο. Χάρη σε παλικάρι που αγαπάει, ποιος θα δώσει να σωθεί. Χάδια στα κρύα βράδια και μια γωνίτσα στο φτωχό να ζεσταθεί. Πάλι στη σκέψη της τρελής με βρήκε τ' άστρο της αυγής ξενυχτισμένο. Να σκέφτομαι τα μάτια της, τα πόνειρά, τα χάδια της που με κατάντησαν παιδί δυστυχισμένο. Να σκέφτομαι τα μάτια της, τα πόνειρά, τα χάδια της που με κατάντησαν παιδί δυστυχισμένο.
Δώρα, δεν φεύγω απόψε κι
Take Dialogos Radio on the go with you with the new Dialogos Radio app for Android devices. Now you can listen live to Dialogos Radio and Dialogos Radio 24/7, download our podcasts, and read our latest articles all in our free Android app, available now in the Google Play Store. You're listening to Dialogos Radio, the Greek-American radio program which airs on 9 radio stations across 4 continents and online, where we just heard Eleftheria Arvanitaki in a lovely song titled Tis Kalinyktas Tha Phiya. Before that, we heard Gerasimos Andreatos in a song titled Tis Skepsi Tis Trelis, and we began that set of music with Yannis Kotsira singing Oli Mou Ti Zoi. Today's broadcast is just about ready to come to a close, and coming up on our future broadcasts, stay tuned for more special interviews at you will not want to miss, including an interview with Paul Ioannidis, the honorary vice president of the Onassis Foundation, who will speak about his life, his experiences as part of the Greek resistance against the Nazis during World War II, and his professional relationship and friendship with Aristotle Onassis. Also coming up soon on Dialogos Radio, we will be presenting a special musical feature with a band from Greece known as Rembet Asker, which plays a style of music known as Rembetika, or Greek blues, and in this feature, the members of the band will talk about their music, and they will also talk about their research and writing regarding the history of Rembetiko music and modern Greek music in general. And of course, we'll also hear some music from the band as well. So stay tuned for this and for much, much more on the upcoming broadcasts of Dialogos Radio. We'll close out today's broadcast now with one final song featuring a band from Greece known as the Melisses. The song is titled Grifa. We'll be back again next week, same time, same place. Until then, have a wonderful weekend, and thank you very much for joining us once again today here on Dialogos Radio.
Ανήκουν πια στο παρελθόν. Μα μια αγκαλιά λέει πιο πολλά από όσα λες. Όταν κρύφα χορεύουμε στο σώμα μου τυλίγεσαι με μια ματιά και ένα φιλί τρελαίνεσαι. Στην αμμούδια φιλιά, παιχνίδια ερωτικά, μα δε σου είναι αρκετά. Και μια αγκαλιά σου δίνει πιο πολλά από όσα θες. Όταν κρύφα χορεύουμε στο σώμα μου τυλίγεσαι. Μια ματιά.